The Viewpoints of the Leader, سید مجتبی حسینی خامنه‌ای.
This is part of the message of Imam Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the anniversary of the martyrdom of Ayatollah Beheshti and his companions, and the National Week of the Judiciary, issued on June 28, 2026.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. My name is Mahdiya, and I'll be speaking to you about our respected leader, Sayyid Mujtaba Hussein Khamenei's message. So I quote, "The role of the judiciary in the Islamic Republic of Iran is to safeguard the rights of the people, restore public rights and lawful freedoms, combat corruption, administer justice, uphold divine ordinances, and oversee the enforcement of the law," unquote. So here, the leader is defining the very purpose of the judiciary, not as a distant institution, but as a living guardian of the people's interests. To safeguard the rights of the people means that every citizen, regardless of status or influence, possesses inherent rights that must be protected. The judiciary stands as the line of defense against any force, individual or institutional, that seeks to violate those rights. To restore public rights and lawful freedoms is to acknowledge that injustice does occur. When violations happen, the judiciary must intervene to correct them, returning what was wrongfully taken and ensuring that lawful freedoms are not merely theoretical but practiced. I'm sure, dear listeners, you all agree with me that the fight against corruption is central. Corruption undermines trust, weakens the state, and diverts resources away from those who need them most. The judiciary must confront corruption relentlessly, holding all offenders accountable, regardless of their position or influence. So, administering justice is not an abstract ideal. It is the consistent application of fairness, the guarantee of equality before the law, and the protection of the vulnerable from the powerful. Justice is the bedrock upon which any credible society must stand. To uphold divine ordinances is to root out legal system in the values of Islam, values that demand compassion, truthfulness, and moral accountability. The judiciary ensures that these principles guide every decision and every judgment. So, dear listeners, this is the vision of a judiciary that serves the people. It is an institution entrusted with a sacred responsibility, not to itself, but to every man, woman, and child in this nation. We must uphold the standards it was created to uphold, and we must never accept less than the justice we deserve. Let's hope and strive for a judiciary that remains faithful to this nation. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to this message. If you like to follow, we will be continuing with more of this message on Iran Radio. Wassalam.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. Guiding me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh, Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.